We discovered this guy a couple of weeks ago. It turns out now the Carolina Panthers are indeed going to the Super Bowl.
I'm surprised this guy's not going to be at Media Day or anything.
Me too. I thought this guy would be on Radio Row for Media Day.
You know they do a lot of opening acts for the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday? You could at least put the guy up there.
Maybe a collaboration with Coldplay.
Yeah.
Well, your team will be the losers if you got a lick of sense. You dig the NFL, my lyrics and my rhymes. You eat up what I'm saying, spit and fly hip-hop lines.
He does spit fire hip-hop lines. Ladies and gentlemen, Ked Woodley. What's up, Ked?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
I think I'm doing good, man. I've just been waiting for your call, through Nikki, and I've asked her for a cup of coffee. I offered to buy her a grande cup of coffee.
A grande?
Grande from Starbucks, maybe, and just chit-chat about music, and let's roll the film, baby. Like, let's just, chit-chat about coffee and dominate the foe, and maybe talk about my next song or something. We'll chit-chat and get off on some caffeine and see where it leads.
Get off on
it. Write a new tune, new song.
What's your next song? Can you give us a little tidbit?
You could be his muse.
Yeah, I'm probably going to call, right now, I'm just probably going to call the name of the song Spell, like a witch's spell. And it involves a witch named Candy. And Candy.
That's witch.
Candy Nikki is like the witch that casts a spell. And everybody that loves pro wrestling, it's because of Candy. Nobody realizes it, but I'm about to kind of shed light on the truth of the matter. The bitch Candy, the witch.
The bitch,
put a spell on everybody.
Oh.
It's because she's helping me. See, I'm trying to explain it to you. She's trying to help me.
I understand. We're speaking with Ked Woodley. He is the author and rapper for Dominate the Foe, the Carolina Panthers song. He's already giving us a sneak preview of his next song, which is going to be Candy.
Yeah, but this song's still a hit. I mean, we can't work the next song yet, can we?
Well, we'll probably call it Spell, but I'm liable to change the name like two dozen times before I'm satisfied. So that's what I do.
Sure.
Whenever, if I'm writing something, it may take me days, weeks, months, years, but I've tried to hang in there. I don't know, man, riding a bull or something. I'm trying to ride this son of a bitch for 8 seconds. If it kills me,
I'm
trying to, win the PBR, world's, bull riding crown. I mean, the PBR, come on.
Sure.
Hey, Ked, who's,
who's
doing your music for you, man? Where are you getting your beats?
To be honest with you, I just kind of thought that up, man. I used to play drums when I was 14, and I remembered a song called Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, and I thought, man, that beat, Peter Criss, on the drums, and I heard that beat, and I don't know if it's exactly like it. I just know it's so similar.
So you got
I'm
the beat.
I'm wondering almost if they're going to say, you can't take that beat and run with it. And I'm thinking, well, I hope I can. I'm trying to run with the beat, man.
You are running.
If that's Gene Simmons or not. I mean, I hope it don't make Gene Simmons mad that I took their beat from Rock and Roll All Night. But he might think I stole it. But I used to play drums. Anybody can play that.
It's pretty much exactly the same beat if you listen to it. Listen.
You show us everything you've got. Carolina Panthers. With sharp teeth and claws. We
same, pretty much the exact same song.
We calls Robin crazy. Our offense and defense.
Now, did you write all your own lyrics? Be honest, Ked, because those lyrics are pretty profound, man. You had to have a ghostwriter, right?
A ghostwriter.
Actually, I didn't, not unless you want to say that somebody was speaking to me through my brain cells. honestly,
I believe that.
I believe that, too. Who was speaking to you? Was it Cam Newton?
Luke Kuechly?
I don't know. I feel I had racing thoughts for a couple of years and tried to sort through all the chaos and madness of each verse. I mean, two verses came easy, and then five, I struggled with it like hell. And the two, one of the loops, I didn't mean loop, hooks. One of the hooks gave me a hell of a time, and that was the one about the, with a TD or, fuel
goal. Yeah. We are on the radio. Just so you know, we just keep the language PG-13 would be fine, Cad.
Dominate the foe.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
I thought he was talking about a player named Dominique Defoe.
Oh, no. Dominate Defoe. Not Dominique Defoe. Yeah. Seth, a question for Ked, lyricist and instrumentalist.
Hey, Ked, has anybody on the Panthers heard your song and or reached out to you about it?
Yeah, a lot of people have. I'm trying to put a band together. Like,
a band.
I'm talking to, like, the radio and saying Ozzy Osbourne. Can you let me borrow Gus G.? For a minute, for like, how about an hour? Oh, how about, man. Let's share Gus G. Let him play for my band and your band too.
Sure.
And he might not like it, but I'm just trying.
Probably won't.
To reach out any way I know how.
Well, listen,
Gus G. for Ozzy or Zach Wilde, who used to play for him.
Oh, sure, Zach Wilde did too. Listen, you can talk to the radio all you want, but we've got a collaborator right here who might be able to put something with you. He's known as the Avocado Rocker. What's up, Avo?
Uh-huh. Here's a good rhythm for you for your song. Something like that. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it kind of sounded like a Crazy Train there. Are you saying this guy's a guitar? You're saying he's a guitarist?
Right. You guys are on the right train.
You guys are definitely on the same train together.
Right. Okay. But hey,
well, I'm glad. Yeah.
How about something like something heavier? Something like that? Darker?
Yeah. That sounded kind of like more Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen to me.
That's a compliment.
It's a collaboration made in heaven right here, right?
Well, here's where it
is. I mean, I thought about singing Knocking on Heaven's Door, but I don't know about Highway to Hell. I mean, I would sing like Hell's Bells or something, but I don't know about the Highway to Hell. I mean,
Ted, I thought you were more of a hip hop kind of guy.
I'm more into rock and roll than probably.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I've sung songs for years, you know, and most of it was good old rock and roll, like Ozzy Osbourne and Leonard Skinner and AC/DC. I love some Bark at the Moon. I would love to sing Bark at the Moon for
can't believe y'all are allowing
you know,
this.
Stadium at Madison Square Garden. I'd love to sing Bark at the Moon for Madison Square Garden.
Seth, who wouldn't?
Do something, man.
Yeah, that's a great
That would be awesome.
Well, Kat, what do you make those beats with? Do you go in the studio with like a Timbaland or a Trey Songz or someone like that to make those advanced beats, or how do you do that?
I bought this drum machine from like a traded store and thought that maybe it would help me create the song. And I don't know, I guess I had a racing thought about his song, Party All Night. I think I thought that beat seems like it fits about right for my song. So, you know, I just kind of started off the song, I guess, with one verse or whatever, and then
Avo, stop it.
To keep a certain tempo. I worked on the tempo with my left foot. Tempo, you know, like.
Sure. Hey, Ked.
Seth, the question for Ked,
hey,
the
Ked,
author of Dominate the Foe.
Was that you really growling in your song? Because we've had a big debate about that on the show. I believe it was a real growl, but did you get that online or something?
No, it really comes straight from the heart, man. I used to practice that a lot, you know, like when I first ever heard it.
I thought it was a real panther.
Me too. I thought you had gotten a panther, bobcat, puma, or jaguar to actually growl into the microphone for you.
Yeah, you thought I was faking everybody out, like thinking, you know, you like maybe. Yeah, y'all couldn't decide whether it's real or not. Like,
yeah, like Grease.
I understand that. Yeah.
Well, this is amazing that we've got Ked Woodley on the phone with us. His song "Dominate the Foe." Do you feel like your song is what it takes to really catapult the Panthers over the Denver Broncos? And will your next song be "Suck on That" in retirement, Peyton Manning?
Well, yeah, I feel strongly that you know the song is going to you know like give them the energy they may need or the inspiration they may need. And of course, they need to take their GHG like Peyton Manning and all. If they can take it, then everybody else needs to get their GHG too. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. No, GHG.
It's close enough.
Yeah, it's GHG.
Either way, you don't want it.
GHG, GHB. Just again, we're on the radio, so if you could just clean the language up a little bit, that'd
dominate the foe.
That'd be great. We got to dominate the foe, not the FCC. Do you consider yourself really a freestyle fanatic? Do you think that if we were to put some beats on for you, that you could rap about the Panthers facing off against the Denver Broncos?
No, I wouldn't say that. What do you call it? Free flow or whatever, like
free flow. That's what the rappers do. Yeah.
Yeah, some rappers are confident or whatever. Like, I've seen Cam Newton on the internet feel confident to rap some lines, you know. I wouldn't say I'm the type that's confident to just try to bust some rhymes at the spur of the moment. But, you know, it took me quite a while to come up with the lyrics. And you know, I did the best I could do. And I hope that everybody, you know, does love my song. And
we do.
And I really appreciate all the hype. I really do.
Would you like to give it a try in the spirit of the Panthers?
Yeah, spirit of the Panthers. Maybe, you know, Cam and Luke and Greg Olson and all those guys are listening right now.
Why don't you start it off, Garabba? Why don't you do a pro Broncos rap and maybe it will inspire him to dominate the foe, which is you.
All right. Peyton Manning is who I be. You know I take a lot of GHG. I couldn't do it out artificial. This weekend I'm a kissing official. Gonna throw four touchdowns and have sex with a sheep. Over Cam Newton I'm gonna leap. With my Super Bowl ring on my finger. My favorite song by the Cranberries is Linger. Did you have to let it linger? Now your turn, Cat.
Free flow. Yeah, I was trying to say that I'm not. I wasn't really trying to free flow.
Word. Go. GHG in the place to be. Next on the mic is the KED. Come on, kid.
Peyton Manning can do the GHG, so can we too. We're gonna whoop that ass, and that's all that it amounts to.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Playboy Mansion place to be. We're going to kick the Broncos' ass, and our food and drinks are for free.
Yeah!
The chicks and the food and drinks for free.
Give us a crowd.
Food and the chicks and the drinks for free.
From the heart, man.
Yeah, that is spitting fire right there, Ken. Ken, you are the man. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a Twitter that you want to plug for us?
Yes. At Ked Woodley. You'll find me on Twitter. It's like at Ked Woodley. Yeah.
At Ked Woodley. Great, man. Well, good luck to the Panthers this week, and we're gonna play the heck out of your song. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you in the future. Nikki said she can't wait for that cup of coffee with you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to send her to Charlotte.
Yeah, we're going to send her up there to Charlotte, and maybe you two can sit down and have a cup of coffee.
And she's got sharp, tinkling claws.
Uh-huh, she does.
Man, I really look forward to having a cup of coffee with Nikki, and I thought y'all were from Charlotte.
No, we're in Tampa, Florida, so, you know, she'd have to get down there. But listen, thank you so much. Best of luck to you, Ked. You're the man, and keep free flowing.
Can we get one more growl?
Thank you very much. Y'all have a nice evening.
Give us one more growl. Ked Woodley, everybody. You are the man. Thank you, Ked.
Man, that's an angry Panther.
Wow. Nikki, did you not tell him we were from Tampa? Or what's your style for booking interviews?
I did tell him that we were from Tampa when I called him last week after he tweeted his phone number to me.
That went nothing like I thought it was going to go. Like, whatever I was expecting to hear on the other end of the line, it was totally got way more than what I bargained for.
Same here.
I'm just happy he went by Ked the whole time, because when I was talking to him before the show, his name was Zach and all different names.
I believe that. Yeah. You probably were talking to Zach at that time.
And right now he's talking to somebody as Cliff.
You know?
Wow, that guy is something else.
And if we had a show budget, it'd be worth putting Nikki on a flight down Southwest or something for $50 having lunch with that guy.
I'll drive you up there. I don't care. Oh, my God.
I'm amazed that he did a rap when he's really in his heart a rock and roll guy. That's what we found out.
Much like Fred Durst, he can't be limited to one style of music. He's a Renaissance man.
I think we should limit him.
I'm so ready for this.
I know you are. Give you a little idea of who it might be. Hold on 1 second. It's not Ted Nugent, but it is. Let me play this for you. Let's see, right here.
This is the true story of six people picked to live on a pier, work together.
107.78 AM. Have their lives taped.
Find out what happens
when people stop being polite.
Start getting real.
The real world.
Seattle.
Real World Seattle was in the prime of my real world watching. It helped that they worked at a radio station because I worked at a radio station. I remember Irene and her Lyme disease.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Steven being very sensitive about being outed for being gay by Irene.
They overshadowed the real star of that show.
The real star of that show clearly was Lindsay Mack.
I remember that. That was a great season.
Phenomenal season of television. The Seattle Fish Market, the radio station they worked for. I don't remember too many of the other people on the show, but I certainly remember Lindsay Mack, who had roots right here in Tampa.
I'm so nervous.
After the Real World, she started working on the show that I appear on every Friday, which is Daytime on WFLA.
Yeah. Did you skip over that? I think she did a radio show in Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know. Was she on the Burt Show?
I think she was.
I did skip over that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
Come
on. She worked on the Burt Show.
So that's really her that's going to be on the phone right now?
I don't know. You tell me. What's up, Lindsay Mack?
Hi, you guys. Happy birthday, Seth.
Oh, hi, Lindsay. It's great to hear from you.
Hey, buddy. It's so good to hear from you. I'm so happy to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing well. How did this whole thing come to be? Who found you and where are you?
Actually, it was Nikki. I'm in Tampa now. I moved back to Tampa because we were living in Colorado for a couple of years, and then I moved back to Tampa. But it was Nikki found me through her. I think it's her uncle Stiles, who works for Waterline Construction. Yeah, so it was awesome.
Who leaves Colorado?
Why would you leave Colorado for Tampa again?
For me.
This is such a great place to live. I mean, this is the best place to live. But there, it's also in the wintertime. We lived in a small ski resort town, and it's like The Shining. You know, you're totally snowed in, and nothing beats the Bay Area and the people. So we had to move back.
Great. And I see you when I Google, you're next to one of my very favorite people in the world, a woman who I'm very lucky to speak with and be on TV with every single Friday, Cindy Edwards. How much do you love her?
Oh, she's awesome. She is just, it doesn't get much better than Cindy. I'll put it to you that way. She's very, very real, very sincere, and she does a terrific job.
I couldn't agree with you more. One of the most charismatic people I've ever met in my entire life. She's beautiful. But let's go back to Lindsay, Seth.
Oh, yes. Lindsay, do you ever think about me at all?
I do. I thought about you many times, Seth. How have you been? Tell me. Update me.
I mean, I'm here. I'm on the talk station right now, so I'm very happy. And I was reflecting because I had a feeling it might be you that was calling in, and just thank you so much. I'm so thrown off right now. I was trying to think back on how I met you, and I realized when I was doing the Morning X back in the day, I think you just sent me an email because you were going to do some sort of run in Antarctica. Was that what it was?
Yeah. We did the Antarctica Marathon. That's right. Yep. I remember.
And we were just
trying to get publicity from you.
And we plugged, and I said, Lindsay McDonald, I think that I know her. And I did some research, and we had her on the show. And then when Fisher would be out, she came in, and she would co-host with me, and I bought her a chocolate chip bagel, and she came out to our toy drives. And what is so funny? What are you guys laughing at?
You remember all these things. That's what's hilarious.
You have such a good memory. Wow.
You don't remember this at all, Lindsay?
No. I remember all of that. You're bringing it back to me right now. What I just remember is how sweet you are. So that, you know, and how much fun I always have with you.
And we
that's what I remember.
And we did hang out one time. I think we went out for drinks or something like that. Take a picture of me. Get out of here.
And you had a girlfriend that I said something that was inappropriate, and your girlfriend got mad at me.
No,
that's what I like to hear.
No,
hell yeah. Now we're talking.
I don't, I don't know if you did, but that was Phoebe, and I married her, and she's still she still works at the radio station. So I don't think you said anything at all, because whenever I bring you up, which is a lot, she doesn't ever say anything bad about you.
Well, wait a second. So you're still married to her then, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've been together for about 9 years and married for 4.5.
Oh, that's huge. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
No, I remember I said something to you because we were talking about going to the, I don't know, going to the Grammys or going to something. And I said, oh, yeah, you can stay in my room with me. And I didn't mean it like that, but it sounded like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That sounds like the kind of thing that Phoebe wouldn't be crazy about.
I think she was talking about an MTV award show or something. Instead
that's what it was. Yes. I get them confused. Sorry. I get them all confused. Yep, that's exactly it.
Does that offer still stand at all?
Yeah, you know, I think Phoebe and my husband and, you know, I don't think you'd want to sleep with me. I sleepwalk, I sleep, eat, I do all that stuff anyway.
I think he'd put up with it, probably.
Yeah, nobody's talking about sleeping.
That's what happened. I want to tell you something cool that happened this morning that you're going to laugh about.
Tell me.
You're going to be like, what? So we walked outside of our house and our car was stolen. Gone. 100% gone. Police report, grand theft auto, like drama.
Oh my gosh, was that here in Tampa, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, shoot, I wasn't expecting that when we moved back, but you know what? Like, what it is, what it is. What can you do?
That's a fine welcome back to Tampa. We're speaking with Lindsay McDonald. Used to be on the TV here in Tampa, where Seth developed quite a fondness for her.
Oh, come on, man.
And now she's back in Tampa, and she's part of Seth's birthday surprise. How have you been keeping yourself busy these last few months and years, Lindsay? We obviously were a huge fan of you on The Real World. Tampa residents used to watch you on daytime. What are you doing now to keep yourself busy?
Pretty much construction, renovation, real estate renovation. So I was in Colorado for 2 years with my family. My mom lived there, and then and worked on a project there, and then came back here and working on another project and a couple more, and right. And that's it. That's pretty much it. Just needed to get back here. The weather's so much nicer. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty that way.
And Lindsay gave me a great idea that I still use every Mother's Day. She gave me this idea, and she might have done it on her old radio show called Mother's Day Confessions. And I think I made you back in the day, Drew, call your mom and admit that you used to smoke weed when you were a kid.
You did, and my mom still hasn't forgiven me.
Yeah, and Lindsay gave me that idea, so I'm always forever indebted to her for giving us that great content.
Nice work, Lindsay.
And you know, it's a little premature, but you know what you're going to say to your mom this year?
No, I'm all out of secrets. My mom knows everything, so I just have to make stuff up now every year.
Now Phoebe's going to have to start doing it for your mom, right?
Oh, you know, yeah.
Absolutely. So in Colorado, since the legal recreational weed, is it just out of control crazy with dispensaries everywhere out there now, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, we live in such a small town. They're everywhere. Everywhere you go, not everywhere, but it's, you know, there's, I think... My God, we have like 10,000 people max, or between 8,000 and 10,000 people in our town that live there full time, and there's at least, I don't know, 5 or 6 weed shops. My mom was even thinking about opening one at one point.
Oh wow,
oh, definitely should.
My
do
mom
that.
Does not.
Yeah.
You guys, you have to understand. My mom just has a commercial property. She has never even touched that stuff.
That's a good investment.
Oh yeah, dude. It's people aren't going to stop smoking it anytime
soon. Yeah.
I think it's a great investment. Are you? Do they still do any of those real world road rules challenges, the Inferno, and all that stuff, Lindsay?
I don't have a clue. I honestly don't have a clue. I'm out of touch with everything. Like I said, I've been living in the Shining. I mean, in the snow, but I don't know. I don't even know when they stopped The Real World. I mean, it would be like Real World like 58 right now, right? Something like that.
Garabo, she's not trying to hang on to the Real World fame doing like appearances at Banana Joe's and stuff like that. She's moved on with her life and has a career.
I hope so.
I love the old Real World. I'd love to see them reunite. I'd love to see Steven face off against Irene again. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
What about a Real World Royal Rumble?
Yeah, now that I would like. Like every Real World
Everybody,
cast member.
Everybody, all in one ring.
At the end, it's just Coral. Standing and above everyone else.
I forgot about Coral. Right.
Nowadays, everybody will act like they forgot about Coral. Well, listen, Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it very much. It's nice speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
I hope that this has been magical being a part of Seth's 34th birthday today.
It is. So is that you're 34 now, Seth?
Yeah, is that good? Is that not too old? Is it?
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. You know what? Now I'm going to listen to you every single day. Whenever I'm home, I'm going to listen to you every single day.
Oh, you got us a listener. Good job, dude.
I mean, that would be perfect.
Yeah, it's 102.5 or theboneonline.com. You can even watch him now on theboneonline.com. We have Bone TV, so you get the same vicarious thrill watching Seth that I'm sure he got watching you on The Real World Seattle.
Please.
I saw him not pacing back and forth, but going from side to side, side to side.
That's what he does. There's your Seth.
I still did that back in the day.
Yes, it's very cute. Very cute.
Lindsay, is it okay? Can I get your number from Nikki? I'm not gonna do anything inappropriate. I just feel like I lost contact with you, and just in case I ever need to say hi, is that all right?
I would love that. Call me whenever you want. I would love to hear from you. It's really good to hear your voice. Happy birthday.
Perfect.
Well, Lindsay, thank you very much. You're a delight to speak to. And anytime you want to come back to daytime, I'm sure Cindy would love to see you there. She's got Jerry Penicoli as her co-host now, who's a great guy as well. So I'm on there every Friday. Maybe sometime you can do the roundtable with us.
That would be awesome. I'd love that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Lindsay, thank you so much. Lindsay McDonald, everybody. Wishing Seth a happy birthday. Have yourself a great day, all right?
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, guys. Happy birthday, Seth.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Love you. Bye.
What?
What?